Number 1. Things young people often need advice about. In many respects, the lives of adolescents today are infinitely more complex than those of previous generations. The success of their children is of huge importance for many parents, so the pressure on young people to succeed is immense, particularly for those who have no siblings who will one day be responsible for taking care of their parents. They need advice about what major to study, which university to apply to, and what career path to pursue. With so much riding on academic performance, psychological well-being is often ignored. Going through puberty can be a traumatic time, both physically and psychologically, and teenagers need help understanding what is happening to them during this period. With little time for socializing, many young people never get the time or opportunity to develop important social skills and often need advice on how to make friends and build relationships with their peers and how to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, not that their parents would ever allow it. Number 2, whether family or friends give better advice to young people. It's a popular view in China that youngsters should listen to advice from senior family members rather than their friends, though personally I only partly agree with this point of view, as I think who to get advice from really depends on the nature of the problem. While I do admit that our elders are wiser and more experienced than us, they may not always be able to give advice that is appropriate for the age we live in. On the one hand, our parents and grandparents have lived much longer than we have. Thanks to the vast life experience they have, they are often much wiser than us. Elders can be role models for young people who are still exploring the early stages of their lives, and young people can definitely learn from the mistakes of seniors. Getting advice from their parents and grandparents can prevent them from going astray and committing many of the same mistakes that they made when they were young. On the other hand, since many old people had fewer opportunities to receive formal education, their thoughts tend to be more rigid and traditional. For instance, my grandmother still believes in the conservative Confucian theory that men are superior to women. In her opinion, women should stay at home and take care of children, and having a career is strictly a male pursuit. Moreover, many senior citizens are highly superstitious and refuse to accept scientific wisdom. Many of them even refuse to consult a doctor when they fall ill and instead choose to follow some home remedies they learned from their parents. While some of these remedies may well have medicinal benefits, others are just hazardous to our health and safety. Number 3. Do young people need good advice more now than in the past? In many ways, the lives of adolescents today are far more complicated than those of previous generations. Young people have greater freedom than their parents and grandparents ever had, and with more choices comes a greater need for good advice. Furthermore, our current addiction to celebrity culture has resulted in a lot more pressure on young people to look and act like famous people without really understanding the consequences. The problem for many young people is that it's not always easy to know whose advice to listen to. Generally speaking, the majority of Chinese teenagers still have a lot of respect for their elders. However, the generation gap has arguably never been wider, and many respected senior family members are completely out of touch with the challenges and pressures that their children and grandchildren face. Number 4. What qualities do professional advisors need? In my opinion, the most important quality in a professional advisor of any kind is having expertise in their field and having a proven track record of success in their chosen profession. In the same way that you wouldn't trust somebody with no knowledge of structural engineering to build you a sturdy house, I don't think it would be rational or advisable to listen to somebody who is paid to give advice unless you are confident that they know exactly what they are talking about. The other important quality that they should possess is empathy. Although every successful person has had to overcome challenges to get where they are, they don't all seem to be able to empathize with others. But I don't think anyone can give sincere, helpful guidance if they cannot put themselves into other people's shoes. Number 5. Why do some professional advisors charge such high fees? There are multiple factors that contribute to how much professional advisors charge. People in China are obsessed with their children graduating from prestigious universities, which really highlights how important having a degree from a world-famous university can be, especially when you are trying to charge high fees for your services. Even though where you graduated from isn't always an accurate measure of your knowledge or ability, it is often seen as the most important. Apart from having impressive academic qualifications, having a proven track record in your field is also a great way to justify your high prices. Anyone who can prove to have advised people who went on to become very successful, especially if those people reached celebrity status, can use that success as a reason to charge high fees. Number 6. Do people rely more on computer-generated advice than on advice from human professionals in the future? Advances in artificial intelligence over the past decade mean that we are already being advised by computers in many areas of our lives. Streaming services recommend films for us to watch, we are bombarded by personalized adverts that advise us on what to buy, and we are even told what news stories we would enjoy reading. On this evidence alone, it seems almost inevitable that we will rely more and more on computer-generated advice in the near future. According to reports, in America, 35% of people already use internet websites to self-diagnose medical problems. Although this can obviously be an extremely risky thing to do, the fact that it is happening highlights what is likely to happen in the future.